Either you're the first one into the palace, mix with the suitors, leave me where I am, or if you like, stay put and I'll go first myself. Don't linger long, someone might spot you here outside, knock you down or pelt you, mark my words, take care. The man who'd borne long years abroad replied, Well, I know. Remember that sense in this old head, you go in, you first, while I stay here behind. Stones and blows and I are hardly strangers. My heart is steeled by now. I've had my share of pain in the waves and wars. Add this to the total. Bring the trial on. But there's no way to hide the belly's hungers. What a curse, what mischief it brews in all our lives. Just for hunger, we rig and ride our long-benched ships on the barren salt sea, speeding death to enemies. Now as they talked on, a dog that lay there lifted up his muzzle, pricked his ears. It was Argos, long-enduring Odysseus's dog. He trained as a puppy once, but little joy he got, since all too soon he shipped to sacred Troy. In the old days, young hunters loved to set him coursing after the wild goats and deer and hares, but now with his master gone, he lay there, cast away on piles of dung from mules and cattle, heaps collecting out before the gates, till Odysseus's serving men could cart it off to manure the king's estates. Infested with ticks, half dead from neglect, here lay the hound, old Argos. But the moment he sensed Odysseus standing by, he thumped his tail, nuzzling low, and his ears dropped, though he had no strength to drag himself an inch toward his master. Odysseus glanced to the side and flicked away a tear, hiding it from Eumaeus, diverting his friend in a hasty, off-hand way. Strange, Eumaeus, look, a dog like this, lying here on a dunghill, what handsome lines! But I can't say for sure if he had the running speed to match his looks, or he was only the sort that gentry spoil at table, show dogs. Masters pamper for their points. You told the stranger, Eumaeus, loyal swineherd. Here, it's all too true, here's the dog of a man who died in foreign parts. But if he had now the form and flair he had in his glory days, as Odysseus left him, sailing off to Troy, you'd be amazed to see such speed, such strength. No quarry he chased in the deepest, darkest woods could ever slip this hand. A champion tracker, too. Ah, but he's run out of luck now, poor fellow. His master's dead and gone, so far from home, and the heartless women tend him not at all. Slaves, with their lords no longer there to crack the whip, lose all zest to perform their duties well. Zeus, the old thunderer, robs a man of half his virtue the day the yoke clamps down around his neck. With that he entered the well-constructed palace, strode through the halls and joined the proud suitors. But the dark shadow of death closed down on Argos's eyes the instant he saw Odysseus 20 years away. Now Prince Telemachus, first by far to note the swineherd coming down the hall, nodded briskly, called, and waved him on. Eumaeus, glancing about, picked up a handy stool where the carver always sat, slicing meat for the suitors feasting through the house. He took and put it beside the prince's table facing him, straddled it himself, as a steward set a plate of meat before the man, and served him bread from trays. Right behind him came Odysseus, into his own house, looking for all the world like an old and broken beggar, hunched on a stick, his body wrapped in shameful rags. Just in the doorway, just at the ashwood threshold, there he settled down. Leaning against the cypress post, a master joiner plain smooth and hung with a plumb line years ago. Telemachus motioned the swineherd over now, and choosing a whole loaf from a fine wicker tray, and as much meat as his outstretched hands could hold, he said, Now take these to the stranger, tell him too, to make the rounds of the suitors, beg from one and all. Bashfulness for a man in need is no great friend. And Eumaeus did his bidding, went straight up to the guest and winged a greeting, Here, stranger, Prince Telemachus sends you these, and tells you too to make the rounds of the suitors, beg from one and all. Bashfulness for a beggar, he says, is no great friend. Powerful Zeus, the crafty king responded, grant that your prince be blessed among mankind and all his heart's desires.